Good morning. I'm Vivian, and today we have a like a new host today. We are Intravenous, and yeah, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser Unities, and we broadcast on the unceded, ancestral territory of the Kuku'utlan, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca. Hello and welcome back. I'm your host Vivian, and today Robin would have joined me, but unfortunately she couldn't because she is sick now, so I hope she gets better soon. But yeah, I'm alone today, and today we have like some pretty cool stuff to talk about. Today we're talking about women in sports, inequality in sports, because I had the opportunity to speak with the SFU basketball team. They're pretty cool, and yeah, I interviewed three different women, and I also interviewed the basketball coach, and yeah, we will listen to it in 10 minutes more or less, because before that I want to show you some of my new songs I explored the last week, because here at CDSF we have so many cool stuff you can explore. So I will play it to you, and then after we will talk about women in sport in general, my experience, because I did lots of sports in my past. And yeah, we'll also listen to the interviews and talk about or reflect after the interviews what we're or what I'm thinking about. And yeah, but before that, please enjoy Hands Over My Head by Jordana.
Treat me how you want. roses. One drink could lead to the next. It's my dad just died of cirrhosis. You steal tequila, my sodas. Trying to keep my shit together. However, my reflection's clever. I look good, suave. Look what happened. What happened? Turn my Gradoes into the Kraken. I became hypervigilant, consistent. I've been scattered in pieces before, but now I finally feel free. Turn a face. Where have you been these past years? Watching you, watching me. I feel so. Watching you, watching me.
Hello, back again here at CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Vivian, at your show Intravenous. I hope you're doing well, and I hope also that you enjoyed the new song by Claudel. It's called Calm. It's from her new album, Gemini, and I love, 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 love her so much. She has such a powerful voice, and she like did a very powerful step, I think, because she jumped from the model business to the music business, and it's a very, very big step. But she's so great, and she's also very beautiful. And yeah, I hope you liked Claudel as well as Jordana. Jordana, that was Hands Over My Head. Also, very cool artist. I really do like her. And today's topic is inequality in sports, or women in sports in general. I talked with a few persons from the basketball team here at SFU. They're pretty cool. They're called the Red Leaves. And yeah, you can also, if you want to watch them, you can also buy tickets for them or for their game. You can go to cdsf.ca. I can link you the tickets there, and you can also go to the website sfu.ca athletics, and you can go to the basketball field, and then there you can find tickets. And yeah, we'll hear later on, we will hear some interviews with Niall and Merlin and Gabrielle. And yeah, there are three different women who played and basketball and also still playing. Yeah, but before that, I will show you two more songs to enjoy, and after that we will talk a bit about more sports and how I see the inequality in sports, or after talking with those women who are very like powerful and strong, and some answers surprised me. So yeah, we will listen into that. But before that, I will show you my newest song I found here on CJSF. It's called Cry Baby by Lava LaRue. I think she's French, but I'm not sure, but I think so. So you will listen to two more songs, and then we will hear some interviews with the basketball players from SFU. So please enjoy. Hello again, my name is Vivian, we are streaming from CJSF 90.1 FM, and today's topic is women in sports and inequality in sports, because I had the idea to start this series because Connor, shout out to him, sent me an article about women, or the first woman who gets a paid contract in a Scottish cricket. So yeah, on the one side it's good, but on the one side it's frightening, because oh my god, like, it's the first woman who gets paid in the Scottish cricket. I mean, it's the same effort, and we are in 2022, and women get less paid, especially in every sport field, especially in soccer and basketball and cricket, of course. And I read the article from BBC, and the equal match fees were introduced in 2021. First of all, good thing, but I mean, in 2021, like, it's 1 year ago, they started to make things equal in the sports field or in the cricket field. So I mean, isn't it, I don't know, frightening? What do you think about that? Because if you like start thinking about that, it's like, I have so many things come in my mind, and it blows my mind, because we are still have so many inequality in sports, especially when it comes to payment. The WNBA is the best example because men on average make 5.35 million a year, and the women who play in the WNBA for the same effort, the same training, same games, they get 121,000 a year on average. So yeah, you can see the difference. And I don't know, like when I talked with the woman from the basketball team, they were like very positive about the future, but I also heard like a story that shocked me, because Gabrielle, she was also, she played in Germany as well, and here in Canada. And I mean, here in Canada, they don't even have like a women basketball league. So yeah, still, there's still lots of room for improvement. And yeah, I also got introduced into the women's sports inequality thing actually by my great-grandpa, because when I was a little kid, he introduced me in the women's soccer, and he loved women's soccer, and I started watching games with him, and I got so interested. And then when I got older, I loved women football. You say football in Germany, that's why I'm always saying football, sorry. I mean soccer. And yeah, women in soccer get paid less than men for the same effort. And when you, look at the German, if you don't know me, I'm Vivian, I'm the new intern, and I'm from Germany, so I'm talking about Germany. The German women team won so many things, like even more prizes or games or World Cups, whatever, then the men's team, yeah, they won the World Cup in 2014. But the women were last year, they won the European Cup. No, they got second place. But yeah, I mean, it's the same effort and the team is the same, but only women, and I don't get it. So yeah, still lots of room for improvement, as I already said. But we will listen now to my first interview with Niall. I will leave you with that for this moment. But before that, she had a song she wanted to play, and I will play it before we will start the interview. And yeah, usually we don't play him, but it's for Niall because we had a very nice talk yesterday, and this is her song. This is for Niall.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Gone, day's end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastry. Free to us, cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Lose change, bank notes,
we're just under the upper hand. I'll go mad for a couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe, she flies to the motherland and sells love to another man. Class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream, the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand. Go mad for a couple grams, and we don't wanna go outside tonight. In the pipe, fly to the motherland, or sell off to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly.
This was Ed Sheeran with the A-Team, if you don't know him. Wish from Niall, a basketball player or a student here at SFU who was involved into the SFU basketball team. And I will play you an interview I did yesterday with her. And after that, we will speak about it a bit and also hear two more interviews with two more basketball players as well. So please enjoy. I'm Vivian. We are CDSF 90.1 FM. And today's guest is a very special person. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. My name is Nayo Reinkaka-Kunwe. I am a former professional women's basketball player and former member of the SFU Red Leafs team.
Yes. And as I already heard, you're in your last semester, right?
I am. I'm finishing up my last semester. I'm completing a Bachelor of Arts in Health Sciences. So it's very exciting times.
Yes, totally. And what are you planning to do with this kind of stuff?
So I'm going to be applying for my master's in public health here at SFU. And then I'd like to get into a career in healthcare and possibly policy making and changing the way that healthcare in Canada operates, because right now there's a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah. Totally, I get that. And why did you start playing basketball?
So I started playing basketball when I was 8 years old. I was pushed into the sport because I was the tallest person in my school.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful of that because I fell in love very quickly with the game.
Nice. And what is your, or do you have like a, or had a dream in the past you succeed now, or do you still have a dream you want to fulfill in the future?
Well, my dream for basketball was always to represent Team Canada at an Olympic Games. And I achieved that 2 times. I played in the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro and Tokyo. And now I'm actually kind of formulating my new goal for life and career-wise, which I'm not sure what it is yet.
Nice. And how was that for you playing on the national team comparison to playing now at SFU?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was always, I think it's every athlete's biggest honor to be able to represent their country. So to be able to, you know, put on that Canadian jersey every time, it was just a very emotional experience and one of my proudest and greatest moments is always representing Team Canada. And of course, playing for SFU too was always a proud moment because we were the only, you know, Canadian school in the NCAA. So we were always representing Canada whenever we went and played in the States. So I was also very proud.
Yeah. And you named the WNBA before. You also played in the WNBA, right?
Yes. So I played for two seasons with the New York Liberty in the WNBA. Great experience, very high level. And yeah, the Americans just play a different style of game, very competitive, very gritty and aggressive, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Nice. So you also said to me before we start the interview that you traveled a lot in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you also played basketball in Europe.
Yes. So I played 9 years professionally for teams throughout Europe, in Germany, Switzerland, France, and Russia.
Mm, very nice. And you said you're a pretty famous woman here on the basketball team.
I wouldn't say famous. Maybe well known just because of, I think, the places I've played.
Yeah, but it's still pretty impressive to have a national or ex-national team player here at CJSF.
Thank you.
And you, as a woman on the basketball team, do you think it's more difficult to be successful in the basketball scene as a woman? In comparison to, like, men in basketball?
Yeah, I think the women's game is getting more and more attention, but it's still, I think, the focus is on the men. And I think it's getting better year by year, and as more, you know, more attention is being paid to the women's game, more games are being played on TV, a lot more people are seeing, okay, this is an exciting style of basketball. But there's still are a lot of inequalities between the men's and women's sides.
And where exactly do you see room for improvement when it comes to equality in basketball?
Specifically for basketball, I think the amount of games that are shown on TV, that needs a lot of improvement. Still, I think it's, I don't want to say a percentage, but the majority is clearly men's games that are being shown. And then the second large improvement that needs to be made is salary equality.
Yeah, it's getting better. I read an article that I think women who plays basketball or playing in WNBA gets like paid when they're are going to be a mother and going to be in motherhood. So I think there's still room for improvement, especially as a woman. You get pregnant, you have to take breaks. And that's how nature works. So I think there's still a lot of improvement to that.
Yeah, I think the WNBA is making big strides on the maternity leave and maternity pay. With a lot of the contracts in Europe, if you get pregnant, your contract will be cut. You won't get any salary. And there's minimal protection for basketball players and athletes, which is unfortunate, but the WNBA is making a lot of progress.
But still, I think it's a difference when it comes to WNBA and the European league or leagues, especially in Germany, because basketball still have difficulties to be more like famous and this kind of stuff. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And did you ever face prejudice as a woman when you talked about yours? Board, or did you ever make like a bad experience with someone who had prejudice against you?
I wouldn't say it was an okay. Let me rephrase. I've had numerous men come up to me and say, "Oh, I'll beat you. I'm going to beat you one on one." Like, and they've known that I've played in the WNBA, that I've been in two Olympic games, I've played professionally for 9 years, and they'll still come up to me and say, "Oh, I could beat you one on one." And I think a lot of basketball players who are women experience that. And it just shows that a lot of people don't take our game seriously. So in terms of prejudice, that is what I've experienced. And usually, you know, we can shut that down pretty quickly by saying, I wouldn't even, like, I don't need to prove myself to you. So
yeah. You don't need to prove them because, you know, women are like, it's the same as men, and that's why I don't get like the payments is still unjust, or there's still injustice when it comes to payments and this kind of stuff. So yeah, still, as I already said, room for improvement.
Yes. Yes, lots of room for improvement. And yeah, the future of women's basketball, though, is exciting. There's a lot of exciting new players mm-hmm. coming up, and a lot more attention being paid to yeah. the women's side of the game, especially in North America. So it's exciting.
You can also buy tickets for the SFU women team, basketball team, on the SFU website. I will link them or the website to buy tickets on our website, cdsf.ca. Before I came here to Canada, I was not like into basketball, but then I came here and I had lots of friends who played basketball, and I was like very excited to see like the games, and the vibe is very cool. So
amazing.
Yeah, just go there and watch them. They're pretty cool.
Yes.
And do you think, we talked about sports or women in sports, do you think women in sports are underestimated in general when it comes to sports?
I think so. I think sports is still such a male-dominated industry, mm-hmm. and women often have to fight to prove themselves that they belong in that industry. So I think people do still underestimate us, but that's slowly changing as more and more girls are starting to mm-hmm. get into sports. It's a slow change, but it's getting there.
Yeah. And do you have like any tips, or what can people do better when they have like prejudice and this kind of stuff? What can people do better to understand women in sports and this kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. I would say come watch us play. Come to a game before yeah. you judge us. And also think if you had a daughter or a young sister who loved sports, would you want to treat the game that she loves with disrespect? Would you want yeah. to not support her? So think of that. If you ever had, you know, children who love yeah. sports, support them.
True,
support
very true. So go on the website and buy some tickets. Or if you're a student, I think the game is for free, right?
Yes, free student entry. We have our first home game December 3rd. It's a big cross-border rivalry with Western Washington. Mm. So it's going to be a good one.
Yes. And go buy tickets. I will definitely buy one. It's
okay.
Pretty cool.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Yes. And do you have any last words for us? Or advice or tips, or maybe a tip for someone who wants to start playing basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice?
Yeah. Come out and watch your local sports teams. Mm-hmm. We need your support. And watching basketball or watching any sport actually is how you can improve. It's mm-hmm. how you can improve your IQ of the game. It's how you can see different moves that maybe you can incorporate into your game. So watching sports and supporting your local team is a great all-around idea for just supporting mm-hmm. the local team and improving your game.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming here. And yeah, we will definitely hear from you again, and you can rehear the show again on cjsf.ca, and you can also go on the link and buy some new tickets mm-hmm. for the game on 3rd of December.
December 3rd at 5:30.
So yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vivian.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. And yeah, thank you so much, and see you around here on campus.
Yeah, we'll see you.
This was the interview with Niall from our SFU basketball team. She's not, sometimes she's playing, but now she's like into coaching, as she told me. So yeah, I hope you like it. And I think what she said is like very true, that like it's getting better and better. But there's like still room for improvement, and like people can do better, and I know that. And the WNBA is like it's very good, but we still have like so much to do, and people can work on that, and speaking about that helps a lot. So yeah, and if you're interested in joining the SFU basketball team, you can go to their games and watch them. As I already said, they're pretty cool. I was there on Saturday and spoke with lots of people. I also spoke with the basketball coach, but we will get to that in another show. He's also pretty cool, and yeah, he was with Niall for, I think he coached her in high school. Yeah, so he is also an expert in women basketball. But yeah, and I also want to say, I did like so many sports, and I always saw, like, I did track and field for a long, long time. And yeah, there were always like boys who underestimated you as a woman, and always said, as I also said, yeah, I can prove you better, I'm better than you. And at the end, they weren't. So yeah, not all of the boys are like that, of course. But yeah, there's still some prejudice also from women to women. So if you're not sure if you like women's basketball, women in sports in general, just watch them, and you can that will prove you wrong or not. It's okay if you don't like women's basketball. But before judging someone or something, please make sure you get like learn about the sport or watch some games. It can be very fun to watch. So yeah. And now we will listen to one more song that our new volunteer at CJSF, you will definitely hear from her soon. She showed me a new song. It's called Forgive Me by Hallelujah Halo. And we will play it, and then after that we will hear another interview I did on Saturday at the SFU basketball game. That played like the seniors against the juniors. So yeah, I did two more interviews. One with Gabrielle. She's a mother now and watched the game, but she also is a retired athlete. And we also hear another interview with Roland. She's playing on the basketball team and is a SFU student here on campus. So yeah, we'll listen to the song, and then I will play you the two interviews.
add as a few?
My name's Merlaine Shelby. I'm here to play basketball and also get an education and make new friends. So
nice. Are you here at university or are you just on the team?
I'm here for university too. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are you studying?
I'm undecided, so I'm taking a whole bunch of like courses and seeing which one I like the most.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And why did you start playing basketball?
Well, I was in sports growing up through my whole life, and then I tried a little bit of like soccer, volleyball, track and field, and basketball was just the one that stuck with me the most. And
nice.
My family plays sports, so it kind of just grew up.
Nice. And where do you see yourself, I don't know, in 10 years?
Well, growing up, I always had the dream of like playing in like overseas, like somewhere in Europe. But hopefully in 10 years, I'm married or have a partner and kids. I don't know.
And do you... Would you like to go to like an European team, a basketball team, or
somewhere nice?
And do you think it is more difficult to be successful in the basketball scene as a woman, like to have success or be like taken more seriously as a woman, because like you have like the difficulties with men getting more paid and this kind of stuff? Do you think it's more difficult to take to be taken seriously as a woman in sports?
I would think so, but like just like just with the NBA and the WNBA, not a lot of people watch the WNBA. Like even I mostly watch the NBA, so it's just trying to get like more girls into the sport and just being able to watch and just see how like it might not be like no one's like people might not be dunking in the WNBA as much, but it's still like fun to watch and it's a great experience. So.
Totally. And where do you see a room for improvement, especially in equality and this kind of stuff? Do you think like women get like treated differently than men in sports or in basketball?
Yeah, I would say so, but I haven't really dealt with it as much, but I would have to say so.
So did you ever have like an experience that like, I don't know, like you talk to someone and I don't know, they were like not taking you not seriously? Do they have a, like an experience like that, or do you find it difficult to like when you talk to someone and you say you're playing basketball, do you ever make like a bad experience or something, or not be taken seriously?
No, not usually. Most people that I talk to are always like, oh, like what position do you play, and I'm like shooting guard, and I haven't really had any negative experiences with
That's good. And do you think that there's an injustice when it comes to payments, especially in the WNBA?
Yeah, I feel like the women should be getting paid more because they're so great and good, and they're doing the same amount of work as the men do, but it's not just, people don't watch it as much as the NBA, so it's just... leveling that out.
Yeah, but. True. And do you think women in sports are underestimated?
I feel, yeah, probably. I feel like now there's a lot of like women who are dunking in the WNBA and just leveling up and getting better and just being able to.
Okay. And do you have any last words or a statement you want to say to all the listeners? Then thank you so much.
Thank you.
And yeah, we will see you on the field.
This was Merlin, a player at SFU basketball team. And yeah, as she already said, I liked how she was. It was a bit shy at the beginning, but I liked how she opened up. And yeah, as she already said, it's the same amount of effort. So women should get paid more because it's like it's the same amount men do in sports. So we have to look at that, and we have to take little steps to get there. But and there are little steps who are there, but we still have to get to walk more into the right direction. And we will now hear our last interview I did. It's with Gabrielle. She's a retired athlete, and I met her also on Saturday at the SFU basketball game. So tune in.
Let's start. Who are you and what are you doing?
My name is Teresa Gabriel, and I'm a mother right now. I'm a retired athlete, but now mother of two boys.
Nice. And why did you start playing basketball?
I started playing basketball because I had a passion for it, and I was surrounded with people that were really into basketball, and I had some really good coaches. One of them was Bruce Langford, the current SFU coach.
Yeah.
He was my high school coach and also my university coach. So,
nice. Next question. Do you think it is more difficult to be successful in the basketball scene as a woman or as a man?
As a man. I think the opportunities for women are getting better. I definitely don't think there's an equal playing field yet, but I think it's getting better. As people become more educated, knowing that women can also do great things. And it is getting better.
Where do you see room for improvement, like in equality or in basketball in general?
I think a lot of it comes down to money, the funding and everything. I mean, women don't get the same pay as men do, right? I think that's one of the biggest things. And I know soccer's fighting for it and basketball's fighting for it and all different sports are fighting for it. And hopefully the playing field will be equal one day.
Yeah, hopefully. And did you ever face prejudice as a woman when you talked about your sport?
Me personally, no, but I mean, I know it happens all the time. I've played on the national team, I've traveled the world, and one story would be we went down to South America and we were playing a game, and then the men's team played after us, and it was scorching hot out. We were dripping sweat like crazy, and then we finished our game, and the men's game was about to start, and they turned on the air conditioning. So, I mean, those kind of things, that's definitely, That was long ago, obviously.
Yeah,
but still, those kind of things, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you think that there's still, like, injustice when it comes for especially to payments and the WNBA?
Oh, for sure. I mean, NBA players get paid a lot more. I know the WNBA season is shorter, and hopefully one day it will be equal, but I mean, that everybody's constantly fighting for that, right? The equal pay, that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, true. It's the same effort.
It is in everything, and CEOs even. I mean, as a CEO, as a man, as a woman, I think that's getting better, so hopefully it trickles down the line and athletes start getting paid the same too.
Yeah, true. And do you think, in general, women in sports are underestimated?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think people are starting to support women more, and they know that they can do great things. And I think there's more males starting to support that too, so I think it is getting better.
And do you have any last words or statement for us?
I don't know. I think hopefully that one day there is an equal playing field for everybody, and women can support men and men can support women, and it can be a happy thing and not something that has to be fought for.
True. That's why this is the sport for happiness and success. Yeah. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you.
And see you around.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabrielle and Merlin as well for giving me an interview. I said it in the end, in the interview, sports is an open field and people are open and you can do whatever you want when you're doing sports. When I'm working out, I'm free and I can be myself. And that's why it's so important to support everyone in the field of sports. It's not only like men, there are also women dominated sports. So, it does not matter which gender, support everyone who wants to start doing sports or going into sports. And if you want to try a new sport, just go there and do it. For example, I did kickboxing for 2 years, and it's a male-dominated sport. But it was really hard in the beginning. I got a bleeding lip, blue eyes. But it's fine. That's the sport. That's the sport about. And you have to get up and fight for your rights and like be the person you are, and yeah, you can definitely do that. And we are now coming to the end, unfortunately, but yeah, you will hear us, maybe Robin and me, next week on Wednesday at Intravenous from 10 to 11. And you can hear me tomorrow, my show. It's an open mic tomorrow from 1 to 2. So if you want to hear new more music, I will play way more music than I will play here or that I played here. So if you want to hear some new cool stuff, tune in tomorrow from 1 to 2. I'm your host, Vivian. And yeah, these are my last words for today. And again, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are the Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. And we broadcast on the unceded, ancestral territory too, of the Kuguelklen, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And you can also stream us on cjsa.ca. And yeah, if you want to buy tickets for the basketball team, just go on the website on the Interarenas. I will link them for you. And yeah, I hope you had fun and enjoyed our show. And now I have one last song. It's called Soccer Mommy with Bones. So please enjoy, and we'll hear us tomorrow. Have a good day.